St. Louis starting a series in Atlanta on Friday, and they have Tommy Pham joining them. He's called up from AAA, replacing the injured Stephen Piscotty. Top of the first inning, St. Louis would get comfortable against Atlanta starter Mike Foltynewicz. There's a man on second, two outs for Jed Jerko.
And Jerko hits a high fly ball out to deep right field. Markakis is back, won't get it. Jerko will trade spots with Jose Martinez. Then it's 1-0 Cardinals here in the top of the first.
0-1 on Diaz. Next pitch is hit hard down the left field line. It's hooking, and it's fair into the corner. One run scores. That's Carpenter. Here comes Jerko. He'll score. And Aledmys Diaz has doubled in two more here in the third inning, and Cardinals lead 3-0.
And Pham with a big fly ball out to center. It is gone. Inciarte almost got it. Came up just short. Tommy Pham, welcome back to the bigs. Make your presence felt. He's done that. A double, and now a two-run homer. And it's 5-0 St. Louis. And Carpenter with a fly ball out to center. Inciarte is back near the wall, and that's gone. Two-run homer, Matt Carpenter. And it's 7-0 St. Louis. And a strikeout. Comes back to get him. Strikeout number 6. Derek Lilliquist, the Cardinals pitching coach, has to love what he's seen here tonight. 9-0 as we head to the 7th.
For the first time this season, the Cardinals shut out their opponent by way of a 10-0 final in Atlanta on Friday. They get a season-high 16 hits and tie his season best with 10 runs. Lance Lynn moves to 4-1, allowing 4 hits in 6 innings. He has given up just 2 runs while winning 4 straight starts. The Cardinals pick up their first shutout victory of the season Friday night in Atlanta by a 10-0 score. Here's a very satisfied manager, Mike Matheny.
Yeah, he pitched out of trouble, and it was one of those days where you could tell the ball was taking off on him a little bit, kind of trying to find that grip. The ball's sailing inside, kind of that cool, dry air. But also, he had enough kind of grip to really make the ball move, too. So I think he found a nice feel with the sinker, but I thought he did a nice job with everything. He just made better pitches when he had to.
Did you have to kind of dial that in, like, midway through the start there, just get a feel for where the movement was going so he could
get a strike? Yeah, I think it was truly this getting a grip on the ball that was kind of getting in the way when you'd see him run deep counts. It was frustrating. He was trying to, you know, get a little sweat going to where he could use that to help him, but it was just one of those nights early in the season that happened. But then I think got on side a little bit. There was a great trip out to the mound by Derek Lilliquist to kind of get him on top of the ball a little more. He was starting to run side to side a little bit. But overall, you know, he was putting it where he wanted to and kept the ball in the bottom and letting guys make plays.
Diaz, 4 hits, 3. The last game, do you see his swing coming around?
Yeah, he's in a good place. He's, you know, just putting better at bats. You can see he's seeing the ball where he's trusting it, where, you know, it's a lot like, you know, we talked about Dex early in the season, just couldn't wait to get up there and hit it because, you know, it's the first one he saw. It felt like it was his only chance, but he's tracking the ball well. He's taking walks. He's laying off tough pitches and getting balls that he can drive.
Do you think there's any correlation to you moving him down in the lineup and 2 good games, Diaz?
You know, we never rule out anything. But you could see him starting to head in a little better direction even when we made that move. He certainly looks good now, and he's in situations where he can drive in runs too, and he's making the most of those. So, you know, no reason to necessarily, you know, put all the blame or credit whenever a guy's in a certain spot in the lineup. But you know, when something looks right, you know, try and stick with it if we can. I mean, we talked about that with Colton. And all of a sudden, we need to put him in another spot. He did a nice job at the top of the lineup for us tonight.
Is Jed's hand okay?
Yeah, he is. He was sore at the end, you know, being his throwing hand. That was one we just wanted to kind of get ahead of and let him get in here and get it worked on a little bit so we could have him tomorrow.
Do you think that it just, by moving a guy in the lineup, specifically Diaz out of that, just kind of alleviates maybe what he's trying to do or gives him a different look, like with RBI guy?
It can, but I think what we're seeing is a guy that's seeing the ball. You don't see the ball better in the 6 spot than you do in the 2. You know, there's times you put them in a certain spot in the order, and they may get pitched differently, which could be an advantage to them. But, you know, I just don't really see that right now. Just trying to give him, you know, something different, help him kind of, and that's usually what it is. It's not a reward and punishment thing. It's more of, you know, where can we put a guy to, you know, maybe change it up a little for him. And maybe he does see something different. Or maybe he thinks a little different. You just don't know completely how that always registers with guys. But if it works, then you're happy for him.
Tommy Pham makes his season debut after being recalled from AAA, replacing the injured Stephen Piscotty, and he hits his first home run of the season in the top of the third. Here's his reaction to an overall happy Friday night.
Man, big leagues. It's an honor. That's one thing I learned from being down there, man. One thing I realized today, you know, was being up here, you know, I have that drive, that like a little kid playing the game again. Something I didn't really have down there. Just, you know, I'm happy to be back up.
You joked before the game that you weren't sure you had the power anymore to hit it out of the park. That doesn't seem to be a problem.
Must be the balls. Must be the balls.
Is it good when you put those two swings on early? Feels really good.
I just swung at good hitters' pitches.
Yeah.
You know, that's key. You know, getting it and not missing it. You know, my first at bat, ball up out over the plate, you know, I put a swing on it and I didn't miss it, and then the slider he threw me kind of backed up, and I just was in a good position to hit it, and I didn't miss it.
That goes back to seeing the ball, I would imagine, as well.
It helps. You have to see the ball to hit the ball in this game.
In game two on Saturday, Mike Leake starts for St. Louis, and Julio Teheran takes the mound for Atlanta.